And it's such a cute neighborhood. Like, all the houses are different colors, but they're all kind of like pastels and stuff. It's really cool. It's
were they
cool.
still, I mean, I know that they're still building houses there, but
yeah.
But just basically at the end of his block, there was nothing on the other side. Have right. they put stuff up there yet?
There was a lot of people working on it the two times that we went by during like daylight hours, but there's no actual, like, you can't see foundations or anything yet.
Okay.
It was a lot of sewage work and, you know, things like that, yeah. preliminary stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a while before that section is done, but it's a lot of houses.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Like sewage work.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2056 of the BFO for Thursday the 10th of December 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to read you about some e-letters I've gotten, and can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Yes, we can. Yes, we hear it. We hear it. We hear it.
Hello, Baconators. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Baconators today because y'all, today, in addition to me reading you all kinds of shit and doing the coupon, y'all, we've got another episode of the Veda and Bacon Show. Big Fatty, do they say Woodhaven? It doesn't matter. Ineligible. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all are back over here at the Mexican calendar from the Robs, and y'all, on the 10th, is a picture of Santa Claus, and it says, Mas Rapido Que Gulas Sus Reinos Veneran y El Silbo Y grito y los flaba por su nombre. And y'all, Big Fatty, I don't know what that one, I can't even figure that one out. We need a Mexican. Where's Turnip Head when you need him? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 10th of December, yes, Big Fatty, I gave a clue earlier in the week, it's true, you did. Y'all, it is a worry, special, exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, you may know him from the Pride 48 a couple of years ago, or from y'all just being an absolute sweetheart. Yes, Big Fatty. In fact, y'all, he's such a sweetheart, he can give you the sugar by DTs. Yes, Big Fatty. And it is none other than Kingsley. Big Fatty, we love Kingsley, y'all. And Kingsley is just the sweetest thing, y'all. He's one of those innocent ones you gotta watch those, because they're the ones that are the Big Fatty, they're the ones that are the most vulgar around, and you're right. And y'all, so if you see that just vulgar Kingsley on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, despite being vulgar, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all went to the Vons East. Y'all went after work today. I didn't go at my lunch hour because y'all had to go by and see Miss Kitty. He had the nasty pig pants back from Sadie's Sewing Services. So I had to go by and pick those up. And y'all, Sadie just does the
best job, just the best job. But y'all, I'm basically this week I'm buying items for my grandma. Grandma party. They had the Ruffles potato chips on sale. I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, I'm trying out a possible menu item. Y'all, it's buffalo chicken sliders with blue cheese. Big Betty, it sounds delicious. And they were delicious. Yes, Big Betty. So I got some of those King Hawaiian rolls to put those on. Y'all, I picked up a couple of navel oranges for myself. Got y'all, they had a coupon if you bought 3 cans of Pillsbury, you know, the poppin' fresh dough. Yes, Big Betty. Then you got $1 off, and y'all, they won't sell 3 for $5. So I got it 3 for $4. Y'all got some ginger ale, some cocktail sauce, club soda, quinine water. What is that? CL dinner RL. Big Fatty, we don't know. It sounds like we don't know. I got some of the buffalo popcorn chicken, some lemons, an onion, some limes. I had to get some fancy cups, some more biscuits. Y'all got some eggnog, some blue cheese, got some nutmeg for the eggnog. Got some more of those breakfast pizza pies. And y'all, I bought four more packages of the Sharp cheddar cheese so I can make some more sausage balls. Y'all, speaking of balls, Big Betty, y'all, I got some cheese balls. I know the Vons, loves the cheese ball. And so, y'all, they had one that was bacon and jalapeno flavored. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, they had the Russell Stover chocolates buy one, get one free. So I picked up a couple of those. And there's more of the cheese and more of the cheese. And y'all, it was a gas can day. And so y'all, I got a $50 gas can. Got $10 off of that. Y'all, I spent $117.34. Big Freddy, but I saved $40.89. And I got $50 in gas.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Betty!
Farted bacon. I've got so much to say. Okay, so I just put gas in. I thought this had a 12-gallon tank, and it took 13 gallons, so I don't know where the extra gallon went. But anyway, I'm picking up my change. You know, I let these people drive this car because, you know, it's the shared car. But you know what? Why am I always the one going to fill it up with gas? So anyway, okay, so it's snowing here. Let it snow. I love snow. Like, hello, we're supposed to get like 2 to 4 inches or 4 to 6 inches today, and then we're supposed to get some overnight, and then we're supposed to get some tomorrow, and we're like in a snow advisory, blizzard warning, something or other, until there's a bus in front of me, and they have their flashers on, and they're going to stop for this, oh, not a very good stop for that railroad track. I was actually like kind of lagging behind them or whatever, so that I'm in the turning lane to turn left, and I'm driving hands-free talking or whatever, so anyway, we're supposed to get a ton of snow, and I'm so excited. I couldn't be happier. But anyway, I loved the little end of the bar shows, especially at the end when you got stuck with the bill or whatever.
Big Betty, she didn't say Woodhaven. Well, she didn't get an extra point. No, Big Betty. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your snowy voice. As far as your question goes about why you always get stuck with filling the car with the gas, Big Betty, she should be lucky. When you fill the car with gas, nobody can breathe.
Big Betty, It's me, Lawrence H. Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I'm just calling because I have been remiss on my podcast listening. I was at home for quite a few days, and you know what? I'm not in the car. I don't listen to podcasts. / call in and complain about your podcast. So I've been listening, though, to you and the old gal at the end of the bar, and I have to tell you, boy, it's exciting listening to old people just natter. Now, just to clear something up, yeah, I'm sure you're turning into your mother a little bit, though I can't really say I can see that, but my God, you are a mirror image of your father. Not just physically, and let's be honest, yeah, pretty close, but oh my God, all the things you complained about for years that man did, and that we all said, Big Fatty, whatever you do, don't turn into that. You know what you've done, Big Fatty? You've turned into it. Let me conference Larry Cly in to confirm that I am not the only one who sees that you have turned into your father. So, anyway, that's all I got. That was mostly for Vera because I knew the old gal would appreciate it. And I also agree that he should watch the Downton Abbey because it's fantastic. Though, much like the Once Upon a Time, which I also highly recommend people watch, I think it's much better to sit down and watch a season straight through because much like Downton Abbey, the story continues. It's a continuing story, and to watch it week to week on PBS, I think it takes away from it. Not as much as Once Upon a Time, but it definitely takes away. All right, well, I got to go because I got some errands to run before I go home, and this weekend I'm helping you get your fatness bush. So anyway, you're fat, and love you, Stevie B. Don't forget, Vodka Fest is coming up in just 6 months.
But yes, first of all, Veda, thank you so much for the call and the tongue lashing me. Hey, that's vulgar. I'm glad that you listened to the old gal and me down at the end. Of Big Fatty, all he said was that nada is what people at the end of the bar do, and with that cold, he'll be sitting down there beside you in no time.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. So Merry Christmas month, and it's snowing here, and I'm happy. I'm happier than I've been all week, and it's only Tuesday. So anyway, so I just wanted to say the bumper. Jeez Louise, this guy's going to fall under my tire. So anyway, the bumper is, like, so awesome. I love it. I hope Scotty loves it, and I hope Patrick loves it. And then I wanted to say, so thanks, Tommy. You're the best. And come on, lurkers. It's time to de-lurk. Leave a message on the BFO. Make up a name. I don't care what name you use when it comes down to it. Use a real address, though. So Fart responds to every email, or excuse me, Fart replies to every message that's left on the BFO. If you win, then, you know, obviously he would have to know your real name and your mailing address or whatever. So play. Come on. De-lurk. De-lurk so that you can come to Pride 48 in 2017. Or, yeah. Okay. Thanks. All right. Bye. Woodhaven. Hey, I never said that I was excluded from playing.
Oh, okay. Woodhaven. Yes, Big Fatty, she's gonna play the contest too. I guess she is. So, but yes, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call and the kind comments about the bumpers that that Digga did. And Digga, what did you think of Miss Bacon's comments about you and your bumpers?
What the fuck?
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry H. Woodbader, Woodhaven Vader, excuse me, damn it, I messed that one up.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, I've just left the Fat Cave, returning from helping you hoist a Christmas tree, and Big Fatty, it got exposed. Well, first of all, Jose, who I wanted to get me, wasn't interested, but he did put the tree on the car. but I'm hello, officer.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on Vader? I didn't hang up on Vader. Vader, thank you so much for helping me with the crematory, and for the call, and for wiping the drool off your face when Jose was around. Yes, Big Fatty.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Fatty, that was wonderful. They just need some sleigh bells in December. Now y'all several people have sent me e-letters, and I wanted to just talk to you about some of them. Y'all, Paul, you know Paul, the kitten whisperer? He says, I was reading an article in the Huffington Post and thought you might be interested in reading it too. It's about Bacon Scented Underpants mean all your panty problems are cured. Big Fatty, that sounds like a Jimmy Bear joke. Y'all, several people have sent me the bacon scented underpants. Big Fatty, maybe Turnipin and Urban Gatio discuss it on the Little Underpants Show. Maybe so. He sent me some of these pictures. It looks like things that my mother would send me. But y'all, it says there's a picture of a frog hanging on a limb, and it says when he putting the condom on, and you're just waiting there like, y'all, it doesn't make any damn sense. But y'all, then it's a man and a young boy, and the man, y'all, is clearly white trash outside of a jail. It says the man says, you know what your brother said when he lost his virginity, Kyle? And the boy says, stop it, Dad. And he said, exactly, Carl. Be ready. And y'all, then there's a picture of Colgate toothpaste. It's the BJ edition. Big Fatty, get rid of that sperm taste. That's vulgar. And then there was a picture of a sling in a bedroom, and it says, we never truly grow up. We just get better swing sets. Big Fatty, you can say that again, y'all. We get better. Big Fatty. Moose P, he went, he did the coupon here recently. He shopped at the Von's East. He didn't do so great on the savings, he says. He spent $92, but saved $15.75. And he says, did someone smell fish? It was my groceries. I bought 20 pounds of fish to put in the freezer. That's enough for 2 months, I hope. This healthy eating is going to kill us. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, speaking of Jimmy Bear, he sent me a picture. He sent me a picture of his crematory, and he says, only one decoration is needed on our tree this year. And Big Fatty, it's the Gus Chad ointment. You know, Jimmy Bear won the Big Fatty ointment 2 years ago, and that is a beautiful tree, and it just has the BFO ointment on it. Big Fatty. But y'all, the one I really want to tell you about is from Stacy up there in Durham. Y'all, he sent me one of those dancing cards, and y'all, I'm gonna put the link in today's show notes so you can go see Big Fatty do the crema font dance. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Big Fatty, we're running a little late tonight because the turnip head called you. It's true. The turnip head, y'all, he was in the hospital getting an upgrade on his software or something. I don't know what he was talking about, but y'all, he is home and doing well. Speak Freddy. And so we would send out good wishes to him. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the kids up from over there at the lot, so mainly that Haunt Cub and Dr. Stone and Haunt Cub with all this talk about farting and everything on today's little show. What do you got to say?
Like sewage work.
It's exactly sewage work. It's vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.